Chapter 5. Author note. My fellow horny bastards, here you go. 3,000 words of smut. This has completely devolved, and I'm not sorry. You wouldn't know, to look at her in the town car, that she'd been gasping against Andy's lips only 10 minutes prior. Every silver lock was smoothed back into place. Every hemline was arrow straight and crisp. She'd put on her sunglasses before summoning Charles and Kimberly back to the dressing room. Andy, on the other hand, felt like she'd been skinny-dipping in a live volcano. She tried in vain to get her hair to behave, but succeeded only in making it stick out more. Flushed face, glassy eyes, rumpled clothes and hair, she looked exactly like someone who'd very recently been wildly making out in a boutique dressing room. She didn't see Miranda by the dress. One second, Miranda was pointing to the one she'd selected. The next, they were walking out the door empty-handed. Miranda had a personal Versace account. She'd probably find the gown in her bedroom the next morning.
"Find one?"
Roy asked as Miranda slid into the car. Andy choked a little.
"Yep."
"Home?"
"Mine," Miranda said smoothly. Miranda barely looked at her the entire car ride. When they arrived at Miranda's house, she got out of the car without looking back, as though she didn't care at all whether or not Andy followed her. Andy knew better. She closed the townhouse door and locked it, leaned against it, waited as Miranda dropped her Birkin bag on the sideboard and shrugged out of her coat. Miranda was good at a lot of things, but transitions and emotions were not among them. Andy watched her pull off one heel, then the other.
"So should I Uber home, or..."
She let the question hang. Miranda's head jerked up. Her eyes flashed. "I hope you're joking," she said.
"That was more like it."
Andy grinned.
"Yeah,"
she said.
"Of course."
She pushed off the door, shed her layers of outerwear, and sat down on the steps to remove her boots.
"You need a coat," Miranda said, watching her.
Andy looked up.
"Right there," she said, pointing. "It's fine."
"It's insufficient in both form and function," Miranda said. "You're cold." Andy stood and draped her arms over Miranda's shoulders, twining her fingers through Miranda's hair.
"Well,"
she said, "why don't you warm me up?" Miranda closed her eyes for a moment.
"Why do you say things like that?"
But she put her hands on Andy's hips.
"Dunno."
Andy leaned forward to brush her lips against Miranda's.
"To get you to make that face, probably. Or because you'd have hated it when I worked for you."
"I should have fired you." Miranda closed her eyes and let Andy gently tuck her head back.
"Or never hired you to begin with."
"Mean?" Andy said into Miranda's throat.
"I've been called worse,"
punctuated by a little moan as Andy's tongue found the hollow beneath Miranda's jaw.
"You bought me a Versace."
Andy brought her hands to the buttons of Miranda's blouse.
"I suppose that counts for something."
"You looked, exquisite."
"Sounds like a line."
She followed her hands with her lips. Miranda was gasping now, her nails biting into Andy's lower back, pulling her closer.
"I'm offended," she managed to say, "at the implication."
"I'll make it up to you," Andy hummed and pushed the blouse away. There was something to be said, Andy thought, for exorbitantly expensive bras. For one, they looked fucking magnificent on Miranda Priestley. The swell of her breasts, pale and lovely in pink lace, was the stuff of poetry. Andy could have composed a sonnet on the spot. Miranda started to reach behind her to unhook the bra herself. Andy stopped her.
"Don't," she said. "I want to look at you."
Miranda flushed, and Andy abruptly wondered, had Miranda felt admired? Andy had spent all these years feeling watched, feeling worshipped, with increasingly extravagant gifts, but when was the last time Miranda had felt the same? She paused.
"It occurs to me that I've no idea where your bedroom is." Presumptuous, Miranda murmured, but there was a faint smile on her lips.
I mean, we could play Scrabble.
Andy tried to suppress her grin. Miranda rolled her eyes heavenward.
Andrea.
Yeah, well. Andy stepped back and took Miranda's hand.
Then take me to bed already.
Miranda led, and Andy followed, and she thought she had won the comic jackpot somehow. She watched the slight flex of muscle on either side of Miranda's spine, of her shoulder blades shifting as she pulled Andy up the stairs. Like Helena fucking Troy. She suddenly understood a lot more about the Spartans. Second floor, then third, then fourth. Miranda switched on a lamp as they entered the room.
Pretty lousy digs,
Andy said, taking Miranda by the waist and pulling her backwards. She slid one hand over Miranda's stomach, pressed the other to her collarbone.
I can't believe you live like this.
Miranda sniffed.
That Uber is still an option.
And gasped softly when Andy's hand dipped deftly beneath the waistband of her skirt.
Sure about that?
Andy breathed into her ear. Miranda turned in her arms, looking as though she wanted to say something else, to get the last word in, how typically Miranda. But Andy kissed her before she got the chance. Miranda murmured when Andy's lips hit hers, a soft sound of pleasure that made Andy go weak at the knees. She took Andy's hands in hers and walked her backwards, still kissing her, until they got to the enormous bed.
Earrings on, she said, reaching up to catch Andy's earlobe gently between her thumb and forefinger. And nothing else.
Anything you want, Andy said, and pulled off her sweater. She'd already done a slow strip once today, and besides, she was beginning to feel as though she might actually die if she didn't get full body contact with Miranda. So she yanked her jeans off and kicked them aside with about as much refinement as a frat boy on a Saturday night. Miranda didn't seem to mind. She was watching Andy's movements with a ravenous expression.
This too?
Andy hooked one thumb through the strap of her bra, then tipped her head down and looked at Miranda through her eyelashes. Miranda slid both hands up Andy's sides and slipped them beneath the elastic of the bralette. Carefully peeled it up, just as she'd lifted the Versace gowns from Andy's body. Then she tossed it aside, pulled Andy toward her, and kissed her. The feeling of Miranda's breasts, hot and smooth against her own, and the gentle scrape of the pink lace against her nipples, it was enough to make Andy's knees stop functioning altogether. She dropped into the bed, pulling Miranda on top of her.
Oof.
Miranda braced herself against Andy's shoulder to keep from tipping over.
Very graceful.
I literally could not help it, Andy said, letting herself fall backwards and sliding her hands up Miranda's thighs.
You're too hot. My leg stopped working.
Honestly, Miranda said, and Andy thought she was trying to sound annoyed, but that little smile was back. Everyone at Runway was too terrified of Miranda to give her compliments. Everyone who wanted to be associated with Runway had ulterior motives for giving Miranda compliments. Andy made a mental note to tell Miranda, frequently and enthusiastically, exactly how incredible she was.
Can I?
Andy reached up, trying to find the zipper at Miranda's waist. Miranda wasn't that patient. She stood up, unzipped the skirt herself, and let it fall. The lamp illuminated every curve in warm golden light, sent each valley into shadow. Andy scooted backward and put her hands behind her head.
You look like a Vermeer.
Miranda actually snorted, which Andy found almost impossibly charming.
You were saying something about a line,
she said, and climbed onto the bed.
Worked, didn't it?
Andy said. And then she couldn't say anything more because Miranda's mouth was on hers. Miranda kissed like she did everything else in her life, with full tilt, balls to the wall, get out of my fucking way intensity. She supported her weight with one hand, and Andy felt the other moving over every inch of her torso. After a moment, Andy pulled away.
Miranda, she gasped, if you keep it up like that, I think you might have an abbreviated experience. because she was about 6 seconds away from coming, and Miranda hadn't even completely disrobed. Miranda's lips didn't curve a single millimeter, but Andy saw the corners of her eyes crease just a little. "That's a risk I'm willing to take," she said primly, and went right back to what she'd been doing.
When she dragged her tongue down Andy's throat, Andy blacked out for a moment.
"Jesus, Miranda!"
She could have sworn she heard Miranda actually purr. Hands on her thighs, now, sliding down and up again, and this time hooking around the waistband of her underwear. She lifted her hips and let Miranda pull them off. At the same time, Miranda's mouth closed around her left nipple, hot and wet, gentle suction. It sent a bright burst of pleasure straight to Andy's clit. She groaned, arching into Miranda's mouth, rocked her hips up, trying in vain to find some friction. Miranda pulled back long enough to murmur, "Wait," and then went back to tonguing Andy's breasts until her entire body was an ache of pleasure.
"If I die in this bed?" Andy gritted out, feeling Miranda's lips moving down her stomach. "No, that it was entirely your fault."
A low chuckle.
"Mea culpa,"
Miranda said into Andy's right hip, and abruptly her mouth was on Andy's clit. If Andy had been even a little less turned on, she might have noticed that Miranda's motions were not quite practiced. Might have noticed that she hesitated at times, as though she was slightly uncertain about what to do next. But Andy had been on the verge of orgasm, basically since walking into the Versace store, so it took only about 12 laps of Miranda's tongue before she curled her hands into the sheets and arched off the bed.
"Mir,"
she gritted out, and rocked her hips up so hard that she thought, dimly, "I hope I didn't just break her nose." And then her brain whited out altogether. When she came back to herself, pulsing and gasping, Miranda was propped between her thighs, wearing the most singularly self-satisfied smirk Andy had ever seen in her life.
"Passable first attempt," she said, and Andy cracked up.
"Yeah," she said, between breathless giggles. "Yeah, I'd say you scaled that learning curve pretty quickly, Miranda." She saw Miranda glance quickly down and then back up, and could tell that she was not entirely certain what to do next.
"Come here," Andy said, and reached down to haul Miranda toward her by the upper arms.
She kissed Miranda once, firmly, because her first girlfriend had been squeamish about kissing after sex, and she never, ever wanted Miranda to feel the way she'd felt when Caitlin turned her face away. Then she said,
"I think I remember something about telling you exactly what I want."
Miranda hissed a soft inhale.
"I believe you mentioned that, yes."
Andy pushed Miranda's shoulder, gently, until Miranda was flat on her back on the bed. Then she stretched out next to her, pressed her body full length against Miranda's.
"I wasn't kidding," she murmured into Miranda's ear, trailing her hand from sternum to belly button and back up again.
"When I said I used to think about your shoulders." Miranda was silent beside her, breath uneven, no movement except for the slight quiver of her muscles beneath Andy's palm.
"All the times I could have touched you," Andy said.
"All the times I was close enough to push you into a corner. Your art, Miranda. Every inch of you." Her fingertips brushed Miranda's nipple, lightly through the lace of her bra, and Miranda's breath caught.
"I imagined what it would have been like in Paris."
Lips on Miranda's collarbone now, as she stroked Miranda's nipple to a hard peak. "If I hadn't left, if I had followed you that night, up against the hotel door, maybe, or on the couch." She thought of Miranda on that couch, gray-voiced and tired, asshole Stephen making her life a misery. She wanted to give her a better memory than that, even if it had never actually happened.
"Kissing your shoulders?"
And she did, rolling Miranda toward her just enough to unhook the pink bra with one hand. She pulled it off and flung it. Oh, that she could capture this moment in her mind forever. Miranda arched and moaning, pale breasts lit with gold, skin as soft as velvet.
"All I wanted," Andy whispered into Miranda's ear, tilting her head just a little so she could watch her hand slip beneath the waistband of Miranda's underwear. "Was to see you, all of you." Her fingers slipped against damp curls and swollen flesh.
"Ah."
Miranda's hips tilted up, her thighs parting. She hissed into Andy's neck, one hand coming up to grip Andy's shoulder like a vice. Gentle strokes, slow, and Andy kept talking.
"I thought about how you would taste, on top of that mink you were wearing. I wanted you to think about my mouth on you every time you touched it."
Miranda was moaning steadily now, low and desperate, body rippling pale and lovely against Andy's. Andy could feel her start to tense and slowed her hand.
"Oh."
Miranda's hand on her shoulder tightened and she made a small frustrated sound.
"What was it you said?"
Andy murmured.
"Wait." "Andrea,"
Miranda said, and she probably meant it to sound exasperated, but it came out pleading, and Andy couldn't take it. She snagged the pink lace at Miranda's hips and dragged the underwear off, then knelt for a moment and just gazed at her. She'd spent so long, years now, relying on memory and paparazzi photos. It felt incredibly indulgent to be able to look. Miranda shifted, made an impatient little noise.
"Andrea,"
she said again, opening her eyes. Andy looked from Miranda's expectant expression to the tufted linen headboard and back again. Well, she had promised she'd tell Miranda exactly what she wanted.
"Surely," she said, "this headboard isn't just decorative."
It took a moment, and when Miranda realized what she meant, she flushed deep red.
"I don't think," she started and broke off. "That is, I haven't."
"Oh." Andy wasn't what anyone would call adventurous, but your basic facet was pretty vanilla, wasn't it?
"It's okay," she said quickly. "We don't have to..."
But Miranda was Miranda, and she recovered quickly.
"Some help with positioning, I think," she said smoothly, sitting up, "and I'm fairly certain the rest will be easy to figure out."
Andy laughed.
"Yeah," she said. "I think that's generally how it goes."
She reached for a pillow and stretched out in the middle of the bed. "Here," she said, as Miranda got to her knees, holding onto the headboard for balance. She guided one leg over her head.
"Not particularly dignified," Miranda observed, looking down at her.
"Depends on your definition," Andy said. She was already aching again. She turned and leapt at Miranda's thigh.
"Oh."
Miranda stiffened, clutched at the headboard. If Andy was dreaming, she didn't want to wake up. Miranda closed her eyes, her hips moving gently, her muscles shaking. Andy kept her own eyes open. She wanted to memorize every moment of this, every sensation, every taste. Miranda's skin was soft beneath her tongue, delicate, darkening to a flush as Andy moved towards her swollen labia. She was so wet that Andy could feel it on her chin and neck, and she hadn't even really gotten started.
"Oh,"
Miranda said again, and she sounded almost stunned now.
"Oh, Andrea."
"Steady on, Sax," Andy told herself sternly, because if she dove in like she wanted to, Miranda might actually fly off the bed. Instead, she placed a soft, open mouth around Miranda's entire vulva. Miranda almost flew off the bed anyway. She curled her body, every limb tightening, bucked her hips down into Andy's mouth so hard Andy had to quickly tighten her upper lip to prevent unwanted contact with her teeth. And the sound she made. Andy moved her tongue, and Miranda made the sound again, and then Andy was basically just trying to keep up as Miranda rocked and moaned and shook above her. She reached down and found her own clit, and rubbed herself off helplessly to two more orgasms as Miranda came once, twice, three times. After the third, Miranda jerked away, gasping. She put her forehead on the headboard.
"Okay,"
Andy said. Miranda opened one eye. She was breathing so hard she looked as though she'd been doing wind sprints. Yes, she said. Although...
She hoisted one leg and swung it over Andy, wincing as she lowered herself down.
I didn't quite expect to need this degree of hip flexibility.
Andy laughed. I'll use two pillows next time. She rolled off the bed and darted into the bathroom to wash her face and rinse out her mouth. When she returned, Miranda had an odd look on her face.
You don't have to do that, she said, as Andy climbed back into bed.
Andy shrugged and brushed a stray white curl back from Miranda's forehead, then bent to kiss her gently. I don't want to do anything that makes you, I don't know, uncomfortable. The odd look didn't go away. If anything, it got more intense. A small crease appeared between Miranda's eyebrows.
I am not so squeamish, Andrea.
She reached over and lightly ran her thumb over Andy's lower lip.
Particularly when it comes to you.
When Andy decided to jump into bed with Miranda Priestley, she hadn't been expecting to be on the receiving end of an emotional sucker punch. She blinked hard. She said.
Thanks.
Miranda leaned forward and kissed her. Not like the kisses from earlier. Softer now, gentle, and the burning behind Andy's eyelids got worse. Miranda, it turned out, was a very good kisser. And then she was pulling back, looking straight into Andy's eyes.
You should not be possible, she said softly.
Andy could have gone for levity, could have laughed and turned Miranda's words into a reflective compliment, had her entire vocabulary not completely vanished.
I hope you'll stay,
Miranda said then, and thank God she had, because Andy was about a nanosecond from declaring undying love. Her brain clicked back on. Andy replied, rolling away and pretending to mull it over. For the price of a coat, maybe. I could use a car. She grinned, peeked at Miranda out of the corner of her eye. Miranda was gazing at her. She didn't smile back.
I'm kidding, Andy said quickly.
Miranda's lips curved, just a little. Her eyes flashed.
I'm not, she said.
End of chapter 5. Author note. Now go cool off, you thirsty little monsters. I love you all.